This is the technical difficulties of playing Citation Needed. Joining me in the studio today, he reads books, you know, it's Chris Joel. Good start. Everyone's favourite, Gavin Brannan.
Coherency.
And the bounteous man on the internet, Matt Gray.
Hello, YouTube.
In front of me, I have an article from Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a ding. And a special prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah. Today's article is... The Flitch of Bacon Custom. Oh yeah, good luck with this one, guys.
Tell me that's not a person. Tell me that's not a ceremonial position in the House, in Parliament. Black Rod, the Flitch of Bacon Custom.
Oh, excuse me a second. Flitch of Bacon.
The Flitch of Bacon. Is it the custom of the Flitch of Bacon?
Yes, it is. A flitch an amount or cut or volume of bacon?
Yes,
A unit of bacon measure.
It's a fairly thick slab.
Right.
It's basically what you cut up to make thin rashers of bacon.
Right.
Okay, so we're actually talking proper bacon and a size off.
Yes.
Is this something like fish slapping dance?
Oh!
With a side of bacon.
Bacon beating.
Brannan, if you'd care to mime with me.
Go on.
Come, sir.
Entire pig, boom, into the Thames.
Well, actually, entire pig went, whee, as it comes down.
Rodents of unusual size, I don't think they exist.
Pigs do fly.
They do if you stick a jet engine on the top of them.
Science! An experiment was carried out attaching a small jet engine to...
I think that oversteps the boundaries from technical murthery to animal
pig
cruelty.
Where is the boundary there?
I think it's the bit where you've strapped a jet engine to a pig.
To be fair, we could use a dead pig just to test the concept. We could
wait. Heat off jet engine. Delicious, delicious bacon.
I'm thinking, we wrap the outside of the pig in some fuel that isn't as noxious as jet fuel, so that when it inevitably crashes, boomf, instant bacon.
Wait, crackling as well?
Instant barbecue.
The heat you get around the edge of that will sort its skin out. We just need to sneak onto a runway at Heathrow with, I assume, like a garden fork with a pig on the end, and we need a military jet with an afterburner.
I don't think we really need an afterburner.
We just need any kind of burner.
A jet engine probably produces enough heat without...
I'm for spectacle, to be honest.
The Flitch of Bacon Custom, gentlemen.
Okay, we're talking ye olde, aren't we, here?
How ye olde?
Medieval? Yeah. 14th, 15th century?
Yeah, I'll give you that. It can be traced back to at least the 14th century, survived until about the 18th.
Is it in this country?
Yes, very much so.
I'm going to say it's one of the wackier parts of this fine nation, am I right?
Yes.
Are we talking southern, the kind of place where they throw cheese down a hill and chase it, when, to be honest, you can go to any old shop and find still cheese?
It's not quite that violent.
The thrill of the hunt, old man.
who
wants an Edam that doesn't fight back?
I mean, there's someone out there, bless you, in Gloucestershire. Well, it is in Gloucestershire.
It is in Gloucestershire, the cheese rolling.
The cheese rolling. Someone out there has their ankle and goes into hospital, and years later, how did you break your ankle, Daddy? Well, I was chasing a giant Edam, or whatever it is.
The Gloucestershire cheese rolling, for anyone who doesn't know, is an event every spring in Gloucestershire where they get a lot of people at the top of a hill, chuck a roll of cheese down, and then everyone just kind of ragdolls after it. They say you're meant to run down the hill after about 10
seconds. Less of a run, it's more of a windmill come flailing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Who wants a placid, tasteless cheese when you can have one that's run wild and free and develop true taste?
Do you do that all the time? Do you just go to a supermarket, get a Muller Crunch Corner and wang it down a hill because it tastes better?
It's how you mature them.
Absolutely.
By the way, the cheese rolling thing for the last few years, can you tell me why it's not quite been as safe as it might have been?
The landmines.
Yeah, it's rolling landmines down.
There was a mix-up.
Due to cheese shortages.
Explosions. Was it still in the cow?
The answer is that it was official until about 2010. Then it got banned on grounds of health and safety, so people just turn up and do it anyway.
Hey.
Only without as much medical support.
Oh,
good on you, Gloucestershians.
A long time ago, you asked whether it was down south.
Yes.
Sort of.
Is it bottom left, bottom right?
There's references to it in Essex, but there's also references to it in Staffordshire, up near Burton-on-Trent.
So it's all in the south?
It's thank you, Yorkshireman. Okay, yes, by Yorkshire standards, it's in the south.
Where they drink beer wrong and their tea tastes funny.
Is it that certain local yeomen of certain standing must donate X much... to the local lord from the first cut of bacon of the year, or...
That's what I was going to go with.
No, it's actually bacon that is given to someone. And to be honest, there's only one person at this table who would be eligible for it right now.
Married man?
Married man and his partner, yes.
Hello!
Have a point?
No, he did say you've got to be virtuous as well, mate.
Hey, hey, now!
It's given a year and a day after the wedding.
Cool.
To a man and his wife.
All right.
Because this is, you know, ancient times, and it was a man and his wife.
Indeed, yes, yes, yes.
Who can attest to something after a year and a day.
That they've not done it.
that they've done it every day.
That's grounds for annulment, not a
you're right, but the type would be...
You're closer.
Without
they
going
produce
over.
Children.
It's something to do with the marriage. It's not to do with anything else. It's something they feel about the marriage.
Divorce?
No, quite the opposite.
You're going to get your marriage upgraded to a super marriage.
That's all I can think of.
It kind of already is at this point.
You would do it again. You would recommend it to a friend.
I'm going
to... You redo your vows.
I'm going to give Gary the point that you don't regret it. That you have never regretted it in that year and a day. If you can testify that you've... I'm not going to ask you that question, Gary. But if you can testify that you've never...
Well, put it this way, I'm due me some bacon.
And the other thing is, it's going to get to, like, day 364. So, yeah, it's been pretty poor, but we want this bacon, don't we, love it?
There is a bit of bacon on the way. So how about
I think we can land the second year on the back of the bacon.
Yeah.
Fletcher Bacon was actually referred to in a very famous book.
Chaucer.
Yeah, absolutely right. Referred to in Chaucer. In a way that makes clear the reference would already be known to the reader.
Oh,
so it's
okay,
clearly
yeah.
widespread.
Did he do a look down the camera and go, you know what I mean?
It's in the Wife of Bath's prologue.
Is that the one where...
Oh, blimey, right. Yeah, so he probably did look down the camera and go, if you know what I mean.
The bacon was not fat for them, I threw... That some men han in Essex at Dunmoo, which is the place that... I'm mispronouncing that, obviously, because... Right.
Good effort, old
good
boy.
Start, eh?
Good effort.
Yeah.
I'd like to
you probably did
out,
better than we did.
I'd like to point out that I know nothing about Chaucer. I just know that's an old book. And whenever I say Chaucer, I get it right.
Yeah, point, by the way.
Chaucer, point. And then he gave unto him a point.
And there pronounced a ding.
A ding from table wood.
And biscuits of mystery for food.
We got that.
Right, Flitch Trials, as they were called.
Welcome to the 7 o'clock news. I'm Flitch Trials.
Is that like a witch trial? I accuse you of being bacon. I'm going to have to burn you.
The best thing is he's pointed at a pig.
That was the worst pig. Thank you. My pig impression was terrible.
Hold on, going round impressions. Pig. Goose. Train. Goose on a train? Thank you. That's not getting old for some reason.
I love the way that the goose is never just sat on the train. It always ends up on the train.
Well, you said on. You didn't say in what state.
There's a lovely old thing in linguistics about mass and count nouns, the difference between them.
Right.
Says, there was a goose on the train versus there was goose on the train.
Yes.
The worst thing is he's talking about the co-pilot from Top Gun.
What are you required to bring along to a Flitch trial to prove that the...
Applesauce.
Fair point.
Better question, who are you required to produce?
Vicar.
Not quite.
Your mum.
Your best man, or something like that.
Your wife.
Say witnesses of some species.
Yep.
Yeah. Neighbours.
Point. Two of your neighbours to prove that the oath is
prove,
true.
Prove they didn't any rows. Yeah.
That'd probably work as well, actually.
Well, in a lot of these kind of cases, I mean, we're working as I do with these kind of things to do with...
Can,
kind
say,
of
can we get an archivist shout here?
a lot of these kind of in kind of non-consummation cases or adulterate, a lot of the evidence comes from neighbours who have obviously been peeping out the back window and gone, that's not the missus, you know.
So assuming you win the Flitcher of Bacon.
Yeah.
What happens? You get the bacon and then...
Feast for friends and family.
A grand ceremony with trumpets, tabarets and all other manner of minstrelry.
Yeah, that's what you'd expect, I'd imagine, for that kind of size of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd be doing that a lot.
I was going to say, there's a lot of weddings we're talking about here.
And we're talking
have we just got pigs and pigs and pigs and minstrels knackered from playing
every day?
Well,
this is the thing. It doesn't seem to have been claimed all that often.
Oh, it's one of these things that's on the books, but you've got to ask for it, right?
Yeah.
How many times is the famous Flitch at Dunmow known to have been claimed?
I'm going
to
say really low, 15. Like 4 or 5 or something like that.
I'm going to split the difference and say 9.
I'm going to give Gary the point. 6.
Really?
6 that we know about.
When was it repealed?
It sort of fell apart in the sort of 15th, 16th century, dissolution of the monasteries around then.
But it
was revived in Victorian times, of course.
Natch. In their quest for anything ye olde to legitimise everything. Yeah.
Yep. Can you still do it now?
I'm going to say...
Probably.
Ooh, I don't know. That maybe if you pay for the bacon or something like that, I can see.
I could just go to the butchers and pay for bacon.
No, but you know what I mean? You can have the ceremony, but you must purchase a fridge of bacon. Yeah.
You can actually go every 4 years. Once every 4 years, every leap year in Dunmo, there is the Dunmo Flitch Trials Committee. Complete with jury.
Yeah.
Next one's in 2016.
If I would be trying to plan my wedding day so I could claim the bacon.
I've now looked up the official one. The next one will be on the 9th of July, 2016, right. Because there is a website, of course, for the Dunmo Flitch Trials.
Natch.
Yeah.
There is a list of the successful claimants going all the way back to 1445.
Good work.
And they've also awarded flitches to a couple of couples. Who might that be?
Charles and Diana.
Point, in fact.
And Mystery Biscuit.
Charles and Diana got the flitch. Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson just got a copy of the flitch oath.
What's the flitch oath? I pledge allegiance to this bacon, what you have given me. Tar.
In 12 months' time and a day, repented not in thought in any way.
Whoa.
Which is actually a fairly strong oath to take.
Yeah, it is.
You've never, ever wandered at any point during that year.
Don't forget the medieval fear of hell and church and damnation and everything else.
That's actually a serious oath to take.
Yeah.
So you can still do it if any one of us got married at some point in 2015. And that is about all there is to it. So it does continue. They have patrons who are providing the bacon and making sure it continues. It is one of these ridiculous...
Bacon patrons.
We salute you, butchers.
Ridiculous British traditions that continues on to this day.
Good.
At the end of the show, congratulations, Gary.
Yes!
You win a gift certificate for the shop owned by a treasure hunt skyrunner, which sells small rodents, pests that live in hair, and adult magazines. It's My Slice and Vice by Annika Rice, so... Enjoy that gift certificate. Starting to run out of these jokes. Do suggest some more.
That one was good. It just built and built and built and built. No, respect.
In the meantime, thank you to Chris Joel, to Gary Brannan, to Matt Gray.
Oh.
I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next time. Today's show is sponsored by the new SDI board game, Hungry Hungry Herpes.
Say it's the tune that Blur did that landed on the moon with on Mars Beagle with 2. Beagle 2.
Well, it didn't land. Well, it did land.
It landed at
high velocity. Downwards.
I know there's a thin line between landing and impact, but I'd say that's the life all the time. the one thing I do know about Wolverhampton, they've got battered chips.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. I took a very different reaction to that. I went, ooh. Matt went, yeah,
yeah. You can see, I'm with Matt on this.